It's Wednesday. Wednesday the 18th of March. And right off, I'd just like to say happy birthday to Chris Pilgrim, who is at Pilgrim Chris. I'm not sure Chris will actually hear this, but happy birthday all the same, my dear friend. It's another harsh morning. Very calm. Still and eerie. It's spooky with her being down. It means that it's not cold really, but it means the temperature's not going to rise much. It's quite ironic when they say that there is a positive high lingering over the country, and highs normally bring good weather, but not in this case. Har coming in from the North Sea. Still pleasant though, in a strange, weird way. Slept well last night until I had to get up. I really must stop drinking tea after 7 p.m. I had to get back up this morning about, I think it was about 5:30, and I really didn't get back to sleep at all until probably 5 minutes before the alarm went off. Yes, my own fault, mea culpa. Other than that, I'm feeling okay. I was actually feeling quite, shattered. When I went into my morning ablutions, as they say. I term that as ablutions, actually. You know, I don't think ablutions is a nice word. It sounds chemical. I mean, you're washing your face and doing your teeth and your other wee bits and pieces. Ablutions just sounds, yeah. Prefer to have the Irish saying, I'm not sure what the correct saying is, but the way they would say it is, doing your thing, you know, that wonderful way. Anyway, apart from that, I am actually feeling okay this morning. I've got a clinic appointment at 8:15 this morning. Our health system's certainly keeping us on our toes as ageing people. Blood pressure, urine, and smoking cessation help and advice. I'm only going for the smoking cessation help and advice, even though I don't smoke. I must remember to take my wee bottle of stuff with me. I always feel kind of embarrassed about handing over a bottle of wee. There's something far too personal about that. So, after a couple of days of negativity, that stressed both me and my wife out. Things are definitely looking far better now. Every cloud has a silver lining. Yes and no. The answer to that is every silver lining has to have a cloud. What would it be great for life to be like parts of the world where clouds don't exist, where the sun shines every day, morning till night, every day. No clouds to cast shadows on your life. I wonder how that would be. Well, my answer to that is an absolute 100% impossibility. It is impossible to live a life here as a human being and never have a cloud in your life. It's impossible. And probably most of that down to our own human frailty and mental makeup, if you like. Because a lot of time we bring it on ourselves. Don't realise it, but we do. You know, you take on a mortgage, and then you worry about paying your mortgage. Well, if you had taken the mortgage on, you wouldn't have to worry about paying it, you know. All these kind of things. And then that's not including health issues and family fallouts. And wow, what an exciting life. Never, I've just realised just how exciting life is, you know. No, don't give me Arizona with no clouds. Give me Scotland. It's got loads of clouds. Loads of stuff to darken your day. Because it's always good when things clear up, isn't it? You know, it's like when you fall out with your loved one. Can't stand her or him. I hate you. But then you make up and all of a sudden it's a wonderful world again. Oh, no song about that. Miss Blackbird. Well, if I go for the beginning, Mr. Blackbird just came down there for some porridge. Miss Blackbird swooped down and chased him off. But not in an aggressive sense. She's still enforcing her dominance over the porridge. But she's quite right. She's the one that's going to have the babies. So she should get the best crop. Yesterday she was on to atop the 6 foot fence outside the house. Just checking her domain, I guess. And I walk past slowly. I always take my time when she's collecting nesting material from the old dead clematis. Oh yeah, she's fairly ripping that to bits. Right, wonder where she's gonna go with that. Try to keep my eye on her while I keep talking. She looks like a weaver bird now. Or a macaroni penguin. Yes, I walked past, so my head was just slightly below where she was. And about literally a foot. Yes, she just dived into the thicket of the big laurel bush. That's where the last pair nested in there. And she didn't flinch. I came back about a minute later, walked past again, taking my time. And again, and I actually stopped and looked at her. She looked at me, a foot apart, eye to eye, beak to beak. And she didn't flinch. That's great, you know, when you get that kind of affinity with nature. So, it's great to see. Never know she's building a nest. Actually, she didn't take much time then. She flew in and about 30 seconds later, or less, she came back out and sat on the fence again. There'll soon be wee eggs in the nest. Spring's almost here.